care of the ball tonight. Keep this Wizards team from getting easy points, and that's going to be one way of doing it, and that is focus. And then I think you're going to have another opportunity to score inside. Giannis carved up the worst rim-protecting team in the league Saturday against Dallas, and tonight Bucks should have the advantage again against the Washington team that's allowed the second-worst field goal percentage in that restricted area to Dallas. So can Giannis take advantage again here tonight against a Washington defense that struggled, but so has the offense, candidly. So take care of your business if you're the Bucks, and you should be fine.
All right, before we tip off, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Game is next. It's the Bucks and the Washington Wizards. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Host an unforgettable outing and create special memories with your crew at a Milwaukee Bucks game. Groups of 10 or more can score ticket savings, block seating, and take part in special activities on game days. Showcase your team's talents on center court, score a high five from the pros, and more. There are great options for groups of all sizes. Start planning your ultimate Bucks basketball game day experience today at bucks.com/groups. That's bucks.com/groups.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome to Capital One Arena as we come to you from our nation's capital, where tonight the Bucks bring a four-game win streak into Washington, D.C. Tonight, facing a Wizards team that is living on the other end of that spectrum with losses in five consecutive games. It is the first of two meetings between these teams over the next 5 days. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane. Welcome you once again into our play-by-play coverage of the Bucks. Tonight, the Bucks bring some newfound and long-sought swagger into this matchup on the heels of a high-level early season comeback win over Dallas on Saturday. We'll talk more about what that means shortly, but first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented by BMO, the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way. Make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese to the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So the Bucks coming up with another gritty win. They've had a few of them already this season, and those are the types of games that can bring you together. Now, again, we talked about it. Can the Bucks avoid the potential trap game scenario here tonight against a Wizards team that is trying to find its way through a wide and vast desert right now at 2 wins and 10 losses? Well, that could be the challenge tonight for this Milwaukee team. We'll see how they respond here on the first of two games on the road, with a big one coming up against Boston on Wednesday night. Trying to focus on the here and the now, though, here in Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. We'll step aside, come back with more in a moment. We'll have your BMO starting lineups along with your opening tip. It's all around the corner right here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam Dunk 6 Wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world.
Yell it, sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Sloggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Activities delivered right to your inbox.
Rendition of our national anthem there from Art Sherrod Jr. Second time in the last couple games we've been able to hear a really good anthem done on the saxophone there. He's putting out some good notes on that one. Well, we're hoping some good notes come your way here tonight out of this thing tonight. The Bucks and Wizards just moments away from tipping things off once again here from Capital One Arena, formerly known as the Verizon Center, as the Bucks and Wizards get set to tangle in what will be the 225th all-time meeting between these two teams. And let's take a look at what they will shape up like here tonight. Your starting lineups, as always, presented by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll start it off with the Wizards at 2 wins and 10 losses under their head coach, Wes Unseld Jr., one of four coaches following his dad into the family business. His dad, Wes Sr., is a first-time head coach, and his team is struggling this season because they shipped off a lot of their best players, and it's been a hodgepodge as they look to reboot the franchise. Let's tell you what the starters look like, though, tonight. It begins with Tyus Jones in the backcourt, 6 feet, 196 pounds. He's one of those new faces. He joins the Wizards after spending the last 4 years with the Memphis Grizzlies, where a year ago he led the NBA in assist-to-turnover ratio for a fifth consecutive year. That's an NBA record, by the way. And so far this season, he is fifth in the league in that category. He'll line up next to Jordan Poole, who makes his 13th start in as many games. Poole also in his first season. Of course, you remember him for 4 years with the Golden State Warriors, where he was acquired in a trade for Chris Paul. Last year, a career-high 20.4 points a contest. He is well off those numbers, though, here this season at 15.5 points a game. He's their second-leading scorer behind their three-man tonight, Kyle Kuzma, who also starts for a 13th time in as many games, the 6'9", 221-pounder. Signed a 4-year, $90 million deal in July. He's so far acquitted himself pretty well, averaging 23.5 points a game while shooting 35% from long range. He can fill it up. He'll go next to Denny Avdija. Avdija is shooting the ball well this season as well. He's shooting 42%. That would be a career high for a guy who came in shooting just about 31% for his career coming into the season. But he's been outstanding so far this year, at least from distance. He's 6'9", 210 pounds. Starting at the five and rounding out the starting five for the Wizards is Daniel Gafford. Gafford is leading the team at 7.2 rebounds a game. He's sixth in the league at 2 blocks per contest so far this year in his fifth season out of Arkansas, his fourth year now with the Wizards here in 2023-2024, this 2023-24 campaign. So on the other side of the ledger, Adrian Griffin's team, 9 wins and 4 losses. The head coach has got his team rolling, 4 consecutive wins, and with a closer look at the Bucks lineup, here are your starters tonight.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University. Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia,
the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Jan Santacumpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
Not a bad starting five for the Bucs here tonight. It's the eighth time they have turned to that five some here this season as Milwaukee again coming off of that 133-125 win against the Mavericks. Milwaukee's second consecutive game scoring over 130 points. They'll go against a Wizards team that has surrendered this season the third most points of any team in the league and comes in number 26 in defensive rating. So they could have an opportunity against this Wizards team. Again, two wins and just 10 losses so far here this year. The Bucks tonight will be wearing their Association Edition white uniforms with the green numbers and lettering, the green stripes up and down the sides. Bucks spelled out across the front as the Wizards tonight don the Icon Edition uniforms. They have stripes all over the place. It is red, white, and blue. The theme, as you might expect, red uniforms overall across the back, but it's red, white, and blue stripes horizontally across the front of the jerseys. Blue numbers with white outline. And for the Wizards, they have the blue and white stripes going up and down the sides of those shorts. So we'll keep an eye on this crowd tonight. It's been a little bit sparse, as you might expect, here at Capital One Arena here with this tough start to the season, a year removed from yet another season where the Wizards were unable to make the playoffs, missing the playoffs, finishing 12th in the Eastern Conference standings a season ago with an identical record of the year before that at 35-47. And again, they are struggling again out of the gates to begin this year. Our officiating crew tonight is led by Josh Tyben, our crew chief. In his 14th season, he has officiated seven NBA Finals games. Carl Lane will be working with him. He's in his 13th season. Dedrick Taylor, in his 10th year as an NBA official, will work this crew tonight as well. So Josh Tyben making his way towards center court. He's going to put the ball in the air between Brooke Lopez and Daniel Gafford, who stand on that Wizards basketball logo in the middle of the court as we're about ready to play some ball. Ball is up. It's won back by Gafford, and if I ever have seen a toss go behind a center before, that was quite an advantage for Gafford. So the Wizards catch a little break to start things off. They're going left to right. They've got the basketball. Nias Jones passes the ball away. Now it's quickly into the hands of Jordan Poole. He misses the elbow runner, and the rebound is secured by Giannis. Off and running the other way. Little hesitation. Now he funnels into the corner. Catch and shoot three. Chris Middleton cannot connect. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Kyle Kuzma. He's sporting the blonde look with a white headband. He bangs into Giannis. Turns around. Gets positioning. And flips it up and in. And the Wizards have their first lead of the night as they jump onto the scoreboard first, 2-0. They have led here in the opening 45 seconds after never leading in their last game against the Knicks on Friday as part of a 21-point loss to New York. Lillard pulls up, mid-range jumper, off the back iron, no good. Once again, it's rebounded underneath by Gafford. He feeds ahead, now racing off. It's Appiah. He'll take it to the lane. He lays it up and in, and the Wizards have scored the first two field goals to begin this night. It's 4-0. Milwaukee, two possessions, two empty possessions. Giannis takes the pass. He goes right past Kuzma, and he will staple it down for the first points as he takes it right through that lower part of the block and has an easy dunk. We mentioned he could have an opportunity to inflict some damage here tonight on that interior of this Wizards defense. It has not had a lot of luck on rim protection. Here's a runner on the way. It's up and good, and Jones comes down. He looked like he took a shot, but he hits the shot. The Wizards have now connected on their last three straight. Lillard on the other end feeds Lopez. He'll tee one up. Three-pointer off the mark. Rebound knocked away from Middleton, but they'll say touched last by Chris. And it's going to be Washington basketball with a 6-2 lead. Well, for the Bucks, over the last four games, they have improved in first quarters after what was a really rugged start to the season in first quarters. But they've been scoring 33 points a game in the first. Here's a pull-up jumper on the way from Kuzma. He misses from the right wing. Yeah, the Bucks come away with a rebound as it's a lob pass all the way up the floor from Lillard to Giannis. Plays a little bully ball inside as he powers his way past Kuzma and lays it in up close. So two field goals. Both have come from Giannis. Both of them in a very physical variety. And it's 6-4. Here's a pass to Gafford. His runner off the back iron, no good. Lopez boxes out, tips the rebound to Middleton. Middleton goes the other direction now for Milwaukee. Has it poked away and could not handle it on the sideline. So there's a turnover for Milwaukee. The Wizards are in the top six in steals per game. That won't go as a steal, but here is a drive and a nice-looking shot off the window on a scoop shot from Jordan Poole. So Milwaukee now has been doubled up on, 8-4. 9:21 to play here in the first quarter. Lopez going to try another three from the top. Look at the arc. Same result. Hold, start shooting the basketball from outside for the Bucks here tonight, who have connected on just two of their first six shots, and they have missed all four of their shots from anywhere outside the restricted area tonight. Washington the other way. Poole going to let it rip. Three-pointer. Bullseye. So an 11-4 run to begin this game for the Washington Wizards, and the alarm clock is late to go off for the Bucks here tonight. He said this could be a challenge tonight, keeping that focus, and early on it is. Here's a nice corkscrewing move by Chris Middleton. He's frustrated he didn't hit it, but he was fouled, and he'll have a chance at a pair of free throws. Our broadcast is brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So Middleton on the first of two free throws misses it. Man, I'll tell you, looking cold just about everywhere with exception to a dunk and a layup for Giannis. The Bucks have been unable to put it through the cylinder. Middleton shooting 81% from the line. His second free throw is good. Chris, a career 88% free throw shooter coming into the season, fifth among active players. Here's a drive on the other side. Shot blocked by Lopez, but it goes right to Gafford, who stuffs it down on the put-back dunk. So, looks like we've got a timeout coming early in this one for the Bucks. With 8:36 remaining, they find themselves trailing by 8 points. 13-5, the Wizards out in front. Can the Bucks get things started? We'll find out. Coming back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait and save big on appliances. Upgrade your home with quality appliances from Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Stores closed Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on summer sausage.
20-ounce Johnsonville summer sausage is $5.99. Or 2-pound Clement summer sausage is $7.99.
I, Carumba, save big time money on summer sausage.
Johnsonville $5.99, Clement $7.99.
Enjoy these quality products and save money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back again here at Capital One Arena with 8:36 remaining in our first quarter. It is a good start for the Wizards. Not so much for the Bucks, who have hit on just two of their six shots. They have shot four fewer field goal attempts than have the Wizards tonight, who have hit 6 of 10. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And a reminder that tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos Cocktail of the Game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks in five-serve form. Bucks basketball. Here's a lob from Middleton up top to Giannis. Comes down with it. Powers the shot up and in again. So Giannis has scored all, well, six of the Bucks' points from the field at least, and six of seven overall, with Middleton representing that lone other point at the free throw line. Giannis was swooping in to try to come away with a steal, but he couldn't quite control it as he tips it out of bounds. And on that far side, Kyle Kuzma will send it in now for the Wizards. Bucks stay with their same five that began the game. It's Giannis, Lillard, along with Lopez, Middleton, and Beasley. Kuzma lobs up top, and the rejection at the rim as Lopez gets in the way of the dunk attempt from Gafford. So Lopez, an early block. He has been very active these last eight games. Giannis now, a little hesitation. He'll take it inside, and there's no stopping that freight train. That 34 train right at you as Giannis flushes it through with a big swooping jam. So Milwaukee back to within four to a set of oohs and ahs from the fans here at Capital One Arena. On the other side of things now, Kyle Kuzma will hand the basketball off. Tyus Jones takes it into the paint. He puts up a teardrop and gets it to drop from 13 feet away. Back to a six-point advantage now for the Wizards. Damian Lillard the other direction. Thought about the three. Instead, passed it to the right. It was almost intercepted and taken away by that ball-hawking defense of this Wizards team. Tyus Jones, though, couldn't lasso it in as it goes off of his hands and out of bounds right in front of the Wizards bench. Inbound pass coming from Lillard. He'll send top of the arc to Giannis. Giannis on the dribble handoff gives it back to Lillard. He'll squeeze off the three but misses strong. Rebound tapped and controlled by Lopez. Now out to Middleton. He lobs down low for Giannis. Swivels in the low block and he gets it to go up close yet again. So Giannis, five shots, five makes, all of them in the restricted area. Here's a three-point try on the other end. That misses from Tyus Jones. Rebound is tapped in by Middleton. He goes the other way for the Bucks now. Spins in the low block. Tried to pass it away. It was to no one. He thought Giannis was with him, but he wasn't where he thought he was going to be. And Giannis, I think, is calling to come out of the game. I don't know if he's out of breath. He has been very active so far early in this. Portis is coming back in, and they're going to say no subs here, I don't believe yet. So with 6:51 still to play here in this first quarter, it is going to be Washington basketball. Bucks have not led here tonight. Wizards left to right into the front court. Tyus Jones trots ahead, gets it across the timeline before the backcourt violation time occurs. And it's a quick pull-up jumper from Jordan Poole, but he missed it strong from 17. Lillard goes the other way. He's defended by Avdija. Goes right past Avdija. Down the lane. Feeds to the corner. Wide open three on the way. Malik Beasley sinks it right in front of the Wizards bench. Good to see Beasley off to a good start. Our first Michelob Ultra three of the game for Milwaukee. Trying to answer. Avdija cannot from the top of the arc. Michelob Ultra reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Giannis the other way now for Milwaukee. Spins, gets around the screen from Lopez, and he's going to get called for a travel. He thought he got bumped, and that's what forced him to the travel. So he's making his case right now. He's currently got his arm around the back of Carl Lane, and he's saying as politely as he can, "Sir, you missed that call." So it will be Washington basketball. The Bucks in the midst of a 9-2 scoring run now over the last 2.5 minutes or so. And now a whistle. I'm not sure if they completed that sub yet by the time the ball was put in play, so they'll redo it now. Portis just came in to replace Giannis. Also Pat Connaughton in to replace Chris Middleton. So Wizards basketball. Corey Kispert also joins the fray along with a rookie, Bilal Coulibaly. Kuzma runs into Bobby Portis as he's trying to back his way in on him. Now feeds down low. Gafford goes up and under but can't finish. And there's Lopez to rip the rebound away. There's the right idea, but a tough bit of execution with big Brook Lopez patrolling down low. Here's a big burst of speed from Lillard who zips right past that Wizards lineup. And that is going to elicit a timeout from the Wizards bench. Milwaukee has surged ahead for the first time tonight. 16-15 our score. 5:41 to play here in this first quarter. Milwaukee went down by as many as eight, but they now lead 16-15 when we come back after these words here in the first quarter on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar. along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
Well, Bucks have taken a one-point lead after falling behind by eight early in this first game, or this first quarter, and this first of two games this week between these two teams. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And by Bally Sports Wisconsin, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Check it all out on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Wizards with the basketball as we resume play. Is going left to right in the hands now of Tyus Jones. His pass out top almost taken by Portis. He got a hand on it, but couldn't quite secure it. Now a pull-up three from Kuzma is wide right. Missed by a mile there. Milwaukee going the other direction with it. The Wizards tonight have missed now on five of their six tries from distance. Lillard the other way. Hands to Lopez. Lopez on the top of the arc. Gets it back to Portis. Portis looks inside. Nothing doing, so he'll hand it off. Lillard puts up the shot, and he buries it with a foul. A chance for the four-point play as Lillard still got smoke pouring out of that barrel. He'll go to the line to try to cap it. Dame's first shot from distance tonight. Check that, his second attempt. So Green's going to come in early action for the second-year pro out of Northern Iowa as he replaces Malik Beasley. Free throw on the way, and Lillard knocks it down. He has accounted for 63% of the Bucks' points through his 5 points, or through his five assists and 7 points off those assists. And then that four-point play there. Here's a little teardrop from Tyus Jones, who has used that shot on more than a few occasions already tonight. He's got 6 points. Bucks lead it 20-17. Portis takes the feed ahead from Lillard. He's going to pull up just inside the arc, just off the mark. Rebound batted by Connaughton, but it goes to a Wizards player. Now it's Tyus Jones in the front court for Washington. Passes it left wing. Now a drive from Kispert. Kispert spins, gets a couple players in the air. Nice job as he lays it in on his reverse move. He got both Lopez and Green into the air, and now Milwaukee sees the lead cut down to one. Former Gonzaga star coming up with his first bucket of the night. Lillard the other way across midcourt. He's at the top of the arc. Pulls up just inside the arc and misses on the shot. Rebound knocked away from Lopez. It's going to stay with the Bucks, though. Out of bounds with 4:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Coming into the game, the veteran Italian Danilo Gallinari, who missed all of last season with an injury. Second time that's happened to him in his career. He was with the Celtics, but never played for him. Lillard going to pass it off now to Lopez. Lopez back to Lillard. Now they're working around on the outside. Sets up a deep corner three from Portis, and Portis connects. They're going to count that as a two or a three. I think they gave him just two. Instead, he had his foot on the line. Here's Kuzma through the defense with an easy dunk. Breakdown there for the Bucks on the interior, and it's back to a one-point game. Kyle Kuzma had his second career triple-double against the Bucks in game one a season ago in this series. Lillard was driving down low. He had the ball knocked away. I don't know if he was trying to pass right there or what, but either way, the whistle and the foul is issued. Gallinari is called for his first, and for the Wizards, it'll be team foul number three. Bucks have yet to commit a foul, and they're going to say it's a shooting foul, so Lillard was evidently not trying to pass that ball. He was trying to score, and he's back at the free throw line for what will be his second and third attempts of the night. The bend at the knees, and Dame's first free throw is up and good. Lillard talked about that rhythm and wanting to play the entirety of the first quarter to try to get that rhythm, also learning to get it to Giannis, those two working together, but yet not taking away from what makes them special alpha dogs, so to speak, and blending together. Speaking of Giannis, he has just checked back in now as the second free throw is good. So Dame, once again, perfect from the line, and once again playing the entirety of his first quarter per his wishes. Washington basketball on the other side. Here's Jordan Poole. A head fake now. Passes out top to Gallinari. He'll hand it back off now to Poole. Sends it back to Gallinari. He's being trailed by Portis. Bobby trying to stay with Gallinari. He's going to stop at the elbow. Fade and fire. That's a tough shot. It rims around. Wouldn't go. Milwaukee will live with him settling for that shot. Giannis with a head full of steam. He wants to take it down low. Instead now threads the pass to the corner. Green going to step inside the arc. He pulls up and splashes one through from about 12 feet out on the right baseline. Coaches have liked what they've seen from A.J. Green. He was only supposed to get a couple minutes, but acquitted himself well enough the other night that they left him out there. Now he's getting some early action. Good contest here from Connaughton on the drive from Poole. He gets in the way of the shot. Milwaukee comes away with a rebound. Leading now, 26-21. 2:43 to play in quarter number one. Ball poked away from Portis. Out of bounds, last touch by Poole. It's Milwaukee ball on the far side. Damian Lillard will trigger it in. For the Bucks, it's Giannis, Lillard, Portis, Connaughton, and Green. It's Abdia, Poole, Koulibaly, Kispert, and Gallinari for Washington. It's a pass out from Connaughton. Got it out to Portis, but Portis a bit too strong. That looked like that one might pop in. Leaking out beneath the defense. Koulibaly's going to have an uncontested dunk going the other way. This Washington team can get out and run, averaging almost 17 fast break points a game. That's sixth in the league. Milwaukee has given up a lot of those this season. Here's Giannis crossing over. Goes right by his man, but this time cannot finish. His first miss inside the restricted area tonight. Kispert a transition three. He misfires wide left. Giannis with a rebound. His team leading 26-23. Trying to calm it down now as he slowly amples across midcourt. 26-23. Bucks with a lead in the basketball now. Giannis being defended by Denny Abdia. Passes off right wing over to Connaughton. He'll pull the trigger on a three. That caroms back iron strong. It remains a three-point lead for Milwaukee. Bucks tonight, 2 of 8 from long range. Here's Abia working on Lillard's defense. Lillard gets the hand in there, pokes it out, but they'll say he committed a foul. Dame is not in agreement with that ruling from Dedrick Taylor. That's the first team foul, though, for Lillard. I should say first personal foul, though, for Lillard. Bucks now. In fact, that was their first team foul as well, believe it or not. But they are one away from the penalty because we're inside of 2 minutes. So, despite committing three fouls earlier, here's a attacking move and a tough shot off the window and good from Poole. So Jordan Poole pulls his team back to within one, but I was starting to say as Lillard attacks on the other side, takes it right at Abdia and draws the whistle on the foul. He's on his back, gets helped to his feet by A.J. Green. He'll step to the line for two. He's having to earn that trip to the line the hard way that time, but was just commenting on the fact that Washington, despite the fact they committed the first three fouls of this quarter and the Bucks hadn't committed a foul, it's Milwaukee that's one foul away from the penalty while the Wizards still have a foul to give. Of course, inside the last 2 minutes, you're only allotted two fouls before you are in the penalty, or one foul before you're in the penalty. First free throw is good. Campaign's getting set to check in. That's the NBA's number one three-point shooter coming into the game for Milwaukee. Yeah, that's right. Comes in tonight sporting that 53% shooting effort from beyond the arc. Number one in the NBA heading into tonight's game. AJ Green takes a seat. Lillard knocks down the second free throw, and the Bucks lead again by three. 28-25. A minute 25 to go now in the first. Denny Avdija into the front court on a handoff. Gives the ball to Poole. Poole takes it down low. Got his man in the air, but passed it away. And then Kispert had a hard time controlling before he shovels it off again to Koulibaly wearing the white headband. Out top it goes to Poole. Poole, step back three on the way. Straight away, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Portis. He'll pass it to Payne. Cam Payne into the front court. He's got it on the left wing. A bounce pass to Giannis left of the lane. Giannis draws three defenders and lost it off his leg. So turnover will give it back over to Washington with inside of a minute to go now in this first quarter. A quarter that has seen the Bucks lead by as many as five and Washington lead by as many as eight out of the gates. Slowly into the front court, Jordan Poole. Now he throws on the Jets. He's on the left wing, feeds to the rolling Gallinari. He'll send down low. Koulibaly will throw it down with a two-hand dunk. Bucks lost track of the rookie. Bilal Koulibaly has now scored his first two field goals of the night. Giannis the other way across midcourt, crosses over on Avdija, throws it over the shoulder to Dame in the corner. Catch and shoot three. Bingo. Lillard is now 2 of 3 from distance tonight, and the Bucks stretch it back to a four-point lead. Dame's got 13 points to start this game. He and Giannis have scored 23 of the Bucks' first 31 here tonight. 21 seconds to go, about 8 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. You got the 2-for-1 there as an added bonus. Poole rifles it out top. Long three from Gallinari. Misses short, but a long offensive rebound goes to Koulibaly. So another chance. Gallinari's got it now. A head fake, puts up the shot, wanted to draw the foul, didn't get it, and didn't draw the iron either. Giannis throws it ahead late. Portis couldn't get it off in time, and Milwaukee will have to settle for what is a four-point lead after one quarter of basketball. Well, Milwaukee had some highs, some lows in that first quarter, got off to a late start, but they got it going later. They've got the four-point lead. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end December 5th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rent delivery 2023.
Well, the Bucks take a four-point lead into the second quarter. Glad to have you back with us. Dave Kane with you here from Capital One Arena. Our on-site engineer Pat Malley and Adam Matthews helping out on statistics here tonight from downtown Washington, D.C. And in the studio, Justin Garcia, Jason Gordon also working on the controls at the flagship station, WTMJ, riding 13 of the last 18 points for the Bucks. It was Dame Lillard scoring 13 of 18 to close out that quarter, but he sits on the bench to begin things here in the second. It's a runner from Chris Middleton who hits from the right side of the lane and cash money on his second field goal attempt of the night, gets it to drop. So Milwaukee out in front now by 6 points. That's their largest advantage of the night. Corey Kispert around a curl at the top of the arc. That is 3 points try. Rim in and out. Kispert tonight, 1 of 3 now from the floor. He's 0 for 2 for distance. Giannis has it on the left wing. He's out there with Middleton, Portis, Campaign, and Pat Connaughton to start things in the fourth. Nice dish down low. Giannis deliberated for a moment in the air. Looked like he was going to try to throw it to the corner, but while he was still airborne, he handed off to his left, and that set up Portis for the easy bucket. Kispert inside. He's challenged by Giannis and lays it in on the right side of the rim with Giannis trying to protect the left side. So back to a six-point game. Giannis with 10 points early in this one to go with now 6 rebounds, and how about 4 assists? He's got it at the free throw line for Milwaukee. Takes it inside, now sends out top. Connaughton knifes his way down the lane, hands to Giannis. Giannis bobbled but recovered in time to lay it in easily up inside. Bucks were outscored in the paint 24-12 in the first quarter. But that's what this Wizards team does. 55 of their points per game coming in the paint. That's fifth in the league. Here's a step back three on the way and getting alone. It is going to be Poole knocking it down from that left side. So three-pointer pulls the Wizards back to within 5 now. Campaign thought about the three. He had a defender right on him, so he passes it away. Now Giannis gets it back to Payne. Payne flicks the wrist. His three-pointer no good, but a long rebound comes right back to Giannis. Going to sling it to the corner. Bobby Portis, catch and shoot three. Yes, sir. Bobby Portis has hit a couple of those. This time he does get credit for the three as he had his foot behind the line. Michelob Ultra 3 from Bobby Portis puts Milwaukee ahead by 8 now. Bucks 4 of 11 from distance. The Wizards just 2 of 11. Here's a pass down low to Gallinari. He has it poked away but gets it back. He's going to pull up at the right elbow, and that is what he has made a living doing. Knock it down that fading shot. Smooth looking release there for the big man out of Italy. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Middleton drives, lobs up to Giannis, and Giannis flushes it on the other end of the alley-oop. Seen that a few times through the years. Those two have been playing that song for a long time. Putting out the hits. 8-point lead for the Bucks. Here's Kispert. Takes it laterally. Attacks on Connaughton. Lays that shot up and in with a foul. So that will send Corey Kispert to the free throw line for a chance to answer with the old-fashioned three on the other end of the floor. That'll be the first team foul for the Bucks here in this opening 3 minutes of the second quarter. Still leading 42-36, but a chance to chisel away a little bit closer now for Kispert, who will step to the free throw line, the owner of a free throw shooting mark at 82% this season, where he's hit 18 of his 22. Doesn't do that a lot. 68% of his shots this season have been from long range, but takes it inside and gets the old-fashioned threes. He hits the free throw. 42-37, Bucks with the lead in the basketball now. Into the front court goes Campaign. He'll send it near wing left to Middleton. Jab step right, couple jab step rights. Now he puts it on the floor, turns around, fades and fires and cans it from 17. That's the trademark. Chris Middleton, fading jumper that is almost impossible to defend. Jordan Poole's got it on the other side, putting on some shifty moves with Giannis in tow. Now we got a whistle and a foul. Campaign frustrated by the fact that he felt like he took the brunt of that contact that he thought was initiated by Kispert. Instead, they get Payne for the foul. And for Cam, that will be his first. Second team foul for Milwaukee. 8:44 to play here, second quarter. Bucks by 7. Wizards with the basketball. And it looks like we are going to... I thought we were about to have a timeout used. Keep it here, it looks like. Not sure exactly what that whistle was for. Inbound pass goes top of the arc to Poole. Poole trying to shake the defense. Giannis stays with him. He's been guarding Poole all night. Poole's going to fire up a three. Missed it. Again, Giannis's hand was in the vicinity to alter it. So the Bucks go the other direction with it. Here's Payne weaving his way through the defense. Uses the left hand. Floats it off the window. No good, but a nice rebound by Middleton. Fading and firing, and he hits it from the opposite side this time. Timeout used. Coach Wes Unseld, seen enough. Bucks have stretched it to their largest advantage of 9 now, with 8:22 remaining. Here in quarter number 2, Milwaukee starting things off in the second quarter, shooting it well. We'll tell you how well when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Menards 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day. Don't miss out. Lions is the perfect choice to give your bathroom a fresh new look. We carry a great selection of Lions tubs and showers that will match your style and your budget. Right now, get 11% off all Lions showers and tubs at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then, order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Bucks basketball presented by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We are also presented in part by our friends at Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. They've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. Milwaukee with a 46-37 advantage. 8:22 still to play here in the second quarter. And mentioned they'd been shooting well to begin this quarter. How about hitting 7 of their first 9 here in the second? Washington trying to answer. It's a late contest from Beasley. Gets in the way just enough to alter that shot. And it was the shot coming there from the newly acquired Landry Shamet. Chris Middleton misses on a three-point step-back jumper on the other side of things, and now Washington takes off the other way. Jordan Poole's got it on the right wing, defended by A.J. Green. Green getting more time again. Poole fell down, but he holds on to his dribble somehow. He's going to take it past Green and lay it in on a reverse layup with a foul. So he shook the defense of A.J. Green that time, despite some early adventures on the dribble, but he has earned himself a trip to the free throw line now with a chance at another and one. So Bucks now sitting with 3 team fouls. The Wizards still no fouls committed here in the opening 4.5 minutes of the second quarter. So Jordan Poole tonight, 5 of 10. He has been shooting volume, and that is nothing new for this young man who hits the free throw. Poole, of course, a Milwaukee product, played 3 years at Rufus King High School in Northern Milwaukee before his transfer to Lumiere School in Indiana for his last season. Here's Campaign on the other side, gets it to Middleton. Middleton working down low, powers the shot up, no good, but he was fouled by Shamet. So Chris is going to step to the free throw line. He is now 6 points away from continuing his ascent up the record books as we saw him just enter the top 5, passing Michael Redd for 5th all-time in Bucks scoring. He's got more hallowed ground ahead of him potentially here tonight as he's closing in on Sidney Moncrief for 4th, and he knocks down the first. So Middleton now sitting with 8 points. He's 2 of 3 from the line. He's got another free throw coming after he was fouled by Shamet there, his first of the night for Shamet, as the second free throw goes in Milwaukee. Is now out in front again by 8. Middleton scored the last 6 for the Bucks now. Here comes Washington the other way. Poole, runner from the right side of the lane, and he splashes it through. He's starting to get that touch working now. 48-42, Milwaukee out in front. Poole has almost reached his season average in scoring already. With 15 first half points, here's a fading shot. Middleton's feeling it as he laces another one from about 18 feet. Oh, this is the trademark Chris Middleton jumpers that are falling here tonight. He's got 11 points now. There's a jab step in a fading shot that misses front iron from Poole. And now Middleton goes the other way. Team up by eight. Chris going to hand up Lopez. Lopez squeezes off a three, and he knocks it down from the top of the arc. Another Michelob Ultra three for Milwaukee. All three of Lopez's attempts tonight have come from distance. Here's a spin move and a three-point try on the other side. Poole misses everything. Missed it badly. Now Middleton goes the other way. Bucks out in front by 11. Chris trying to back his way in. He's going to fade and fire. Right baseline jumper. Not this time. That would have been the one that put him past Moncrief. Instead, he'll have to wait a little bit longer on the other side. Davis new into the game. The Wisconsin Badger of renown on the court. But the three-point try from Gallinari misses. Short. And now Campaign goes the other way. Payne's got it. Top of the arc. Dribbling between his legs. Wants to get it to Chris again. Middleton wants that record. He's defended by Davis. Zips it out top. Payne fires away. Three ball. Yes, sir. Another assist from Chris Middleton. And Milwaukee is starting to pour it on here in this opening half of basketball. 5:55 still to play here in the second quarter. But Milwaukee is putting on a surge. They currently lead it by a largest advantage of 14. They're on an 8-0 run when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Vision insurance simple. There's only one answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Glad you could be with us. Another good start offensively for a Bucks team that has averaged 127 points a game on 52% shooting over the four-game win streak, including 42% from distance in that time. And a lot of it has been grinding a lot of assists. Here's Kuzma with a basketball for the Wizards as they have it after the timeout. Ooh, how about that move? Down low. Landry Shamet drops the jackhammer dunk down the baseline. And that gets the fans buzzing here. They haven't had too much chance to cheer for the home team here in the second quarter, where Milwaukee now leads 56-44. Campaign's got it on the near wing. Sends out top to Lopez. Brooks puts it on the floor. He goes right past Daniel Gafford and lays it in with a right hand. That was too easy. Gafford mentioned sixth in the league in blocks, but he's not been putting up as many here of late. Tell you more about that in a moment as Kuzma's got it in the corner. He's defended by Beasley. He's got the size advantage there. Passes out those to help defense arrive. Now the scrambling Bucks trying to get in the way and a nice job recovering as it's once again top of the arc. Shamit going to put up a tough three on the right wing, but he drilled it anyway. That's not for a lack of defense. Bucks played it well. That's just a good shot for Landry Shamit to pull his team back to within 11 now, 58-47. Inside of 5 minutes to play in the half. A.J. Green, top of the arc, lets it rip. Three-pointer, back iron strong. Washington goes the other way. Bucks tonight, 6 of 14 from three-point range. Here's a runner from Tyus Jones, and he connects from 13. So all of a sudden, the Wizards offense starts to ratchet things up as they cut it back to single digits now. 58-49, Milwaukee going the other way, and we're going to see the Bucks use a timeout here to try to fix what ails them late in this one. We will keep it right here for this one, however, as Milwaukee tries to take care of business here yet again tonight in a game that the Bucks have, outside of the first 5 minutes, more or less controlled. Hey, Bucks fans, you can make more memories live with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster is the official marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. So you look at the numbers here in this second quarter. The Bucks have connected on 11 of their 16 shots, but they've only outscored Washington by 5 points in the quarter because Washington has also shot 60%, hitting 9 of 15. We suspected this could be a high-volume offensive kind of night for these teams, and if you look at the pace, both of them play at very high paces. The Wizards, number two in the league at 103.6. The Bucks, number five, right on their heels. In fact, the Wizards at one point were over 104. They are really pushing the tempo. One of five teams ever to record a pace of 104 or better since the stat became officially recorded way back in 96-97. But Wes Unseld Jr. has this team running and playing fast. And that is, tonight is certainly no exception. So Milwaukee will have the ball out of bounds on the far side. Dame Lillard back in for the first time in the second quarter here with 4:22 to play. Once again playing for the entirety of the first quarter when he put up 13 points. Giannis with 14. They lead the charge for the Bucks. Inbound pass goes to Giannis. It's Giannis, Dame, along with Malik Beasley, Pat Connaughton, Brooke Lopez. Beasley passes off to Lopez, lofts it into Giannis. Giannis catches it and then plunges it through with the right hand again. They almost got it away from him, but close, but no cigar in this case. Tyus Jones misses a runner. He hasn't missed that one often. The Bucks come away with the rebound. Beasley goes the other way with it now for Milwaukee. He has it knocked away from behind. Jones was prowling, trying to pick his pocket there, but the ball gets knocked out and it'll stay with Milwaukee. So the inbound pass coming from Lillard on the near sideline. He is going to get it into Giannis. Giannis at the elbow. He's defended by Kyle Kuzma. Draws two defenders. Now passes out. Beasley couldn't connect on the three-point line. Left it short from the near wing. Kuzma the other direction now for Washington. Trying to get around Giannis' defense. Passes it away. Here's Koulibaly with an open lane. Lopez closes it in a hurry, though. He closes the door on another block shot. Brooke Lopez's third block of the night here already in this first half. Giannis sends out right wing over to Lillard on the other side. Lillard's going to fire away. Oh, that one was three quarters of the way down before it squirted out. He looks good on that outside jumper. Here's Kuzma. He takes a couple long strides down the lane on the other side, flips it up and in, and Washington's back within nine again. Dame tonight has connected on 2 of 4 from three, and that one did not miss by much. Giannis on the other end, a quick switch out. They're playing him differently now with Gafford, or I should say with Shamit coming over. Now Giannis splits a pair of defenders. He's taking this one inside, lays it in off the window through a little contact. On the other side, Kuzma looking to get a shot off quickly. We mentioned it could turn into a track meet tonight. Good setup from Kuzma, getting it to Gafford, who leaps up and kisses it off the window on the alley-oop pass. 2:35 to play now in the second. Bucks by nine with a basketball. Lillard into the front court. He's being trailed by the rookie Koulibaly around the screen from Lopez. Gets it to Giannis. Giannis now to Beasley. Beasley pulls up. His shot misses, but there was a whistle and a foul before the shot on Landry Shamit. He knocks Giannis down as he was trying to fight his way through that screen. And that'll be team foul number two for Washington. So it belongs to the Bucks out of bounds with Lillard descended on the near sideline. Wizards coming with Kuzma, Gafford, Jones, Koulibaly, and Shamet. Giannis takes the inbound pass. Bucks in white. Wizards clad in red. Here's Beasley driving.